We are getting ready for another pheasant quail hunting weekend around the state of Nebraska. I do believe this past weekend was kind of the big youth weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We had a great turnout. Youth around the state were able to get out with mentors and dogs and have a fun experience learning how to pheasant hunt. So we're hoping everybody had a great time.
What's the latest? That's the million-dollar question every year. And it was a survey of, I know you work with the folks at the post office and the mail route carrier stuff, things like that. What's the latest on how many birds we're going to see out and about?
Yeah, so we had quite a bit of increase, especially in southwest Nebraska this past year. Our crow count surveys were through the roof. On average, in southwest Nebraska, we saw 150% increase over our previous year. So we're pretty excited to see that. Now, just to be clear, that is a breeding metric. So, you know, it depends on the breeding season, how things went with chicks. But the weather was pretty great. So overall, we're really excited. Farmers are seeing a bunch of birds. Biologists are seeing birds. So we anticipate a pretty good year.
Yeah, that's kind of, the weather's kind of the kicker every year, Addie. It seems like we have a bad winter or I don't know, wet winter or spring or something like that. It usually plays a big factor in all this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, when we hope that we can have some, you know, good moisture, but not too much moisture at the wrong time. You know, usually June is when we have a lot of chicks on the ground, and they're just so small that any little bit of extensive rain can cause a lot of problems with the success of the brood with the hens. So we seem to have a decent amount of moisture throughout the range, especially further west, more rain than on normal years, which is great after our drought that we had a couple of years back. We are still recovering from that with our population, but we're getting really close to what it was, you know, back in kind of the really good days that we had, you know, like 2016, 2019. So we're excited to see what we get this fall.
That's good news. Gosh, get back to the good old days of being a lot of birds. And boy, a lot of folks come in the communities and stay in the motels and eat at the restaurants, stuff like that. Eat, you know, out of state guys. Well, it's that really helps communities out, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure. You know, revenue from hunting has a big impact on rural communities. And we'd like to keep to see, you know, see that going and have everyone support local businesses and continue the hunting tradition. So, you know, this weekend's really important for a lot of folks, not just coming back to areas they're familiar with, but also seeing friends again, maybe even family, hunting the family farm, and, you know, supporting everybody on a whole.
We always encourage those hunters, Addie, to follow some rules. And the biggest one up there, it's got to be at the top of the list. You got to ask permission to hunt on some people's land and ground, don't you?
Yeah, if you're going to hunt private property, you need to have permission. And some folks are different how they do that. It might be verbal, it might be written. You know, just depends on how folks want to do. Otherwise, we do have a bunch of public access available. And you can find that using the public access atlas that's printed. Those are usually in gas stations, Walmart, other places as well. Or you can actually go online and use the Nebraska Game and Parks interactive public access map. You can kind of toggle on and off, you know, where you are in the state. And then folks also use other, you know, online hunting apps as well to locate where they want to go.
It's kind of always the biggie every year is you got to ask permission, things like that. I know there's rules on guns, and guns can never be loaded in and be loaded inside a vehicle, can they?
No, shotguns cannot be loaded in the vehicle. Nope, they have to be unloaded, and also no road hunting. You know, you got to get out and walk on, you know, whether property you have permission on or public access.
Those are the two that really come to mind, Addie. Any other ones, you know, that you want to throw out there that rules that hunters need to follow as the start of the weekend come up?
You know, not necessarily rules, but just like common courtesy. You know, if you pull up to a site that you want to hunt and someone's already there, you know, it's a huge site, you know, maybe consider going to the other side. Maybe it's someone you don't know and you have a dog and they don't. Maybe you can work together to hunt a field. But just some common courtesy, I think, you know, everyone's always excited to get out. We're always really thrilled, and we might have several people that are excited about the same site when it comes to public access. The good news is we sign up thousands of acres, not just what we call the Conservation Reserve Program or CRP, that tall grass. We also sign up stubble. So if you folks, you know, would like to maybe try something different, you know, stubble, that's tall wheat stubble that has, you know, kind of weedy pockets in it, is a great opportunity for folks to hunt. So kind of explore a variety of habitats. And kind of see what you might find. I personally enjoy hunting stubble with pockets because my dogs seem to be very successful. So there's a variety of habitats out there that we enroll that are great opportunities for all.
Do you always get excited for the start of the season? I mean, you work it with being a pheasant forever and everything and as an officer, but you yourself you can't wait for the day, the weekend it happens.
I'm excited. I'm not an officer. I'm just a biologist. My husband's an officer, but I am excited. I always enjoy it. We do have our own short hairs that we get out, and I'm hoping to take my son along maybe on a walk a little bit. He's only 4, but he had fun walking with me. We didn't have a bird, but we had a good time last year, and just kind of introducing him to the sport. Just last thing that I did forget to mention, quail this year, the quail numbers in Southwest Nebraska are through the roof. So if folks are also into quail hunting, you know, find a shrubby thicket, you may just find yourself a covey, because we're seeing numbers higher than we've seen in a very, very, very long time.
Addie, there's, as far as bag limits for the pheasant and the quail numbers, what can you tell us about that?
Yep. So for pheasants, we're going to be looking at the male. So we're just harving those pretty birds. And that's going to be 3 birds a day and then a possession limit of 12. Just make sure you have a head or a leg on them and it has to be attached when you're transporting them. When we're looking at quail, we're looking at a 6 limit bag per day, and then you can have up to 24. And you can harvest both the males and females, so you don't have to worry about attaching a leg or anything to them. So,
and going back to the males, please, folks, do not shoot the hens. The males, the roosters, that's what you want. Please keep those hens alive. We need them, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, it does only take like one male pheasant per like 19 hens to do the job. But it does help when we have more genetic diversity. That helps the overall population. But, you know, it's pretty obvious. I think we had a lot of early broods this year with just the quality of the nesting cover. So I think that a lot of our birds are going to be fully plumaged. It should be easy to see. And, of course, those roosters make that iconic sound when they flush. So you should be good to go.
Also, a reminder about permits, habitat stamps, license, things like that.
Yep. Everyone needs to have a small game permit. You also need to have a habitat stamp. If you're still wanting to harvest migratory species like dove, you're going to need to make sure you have the HIP number. And also, if you want to, you know, shoot some ducks, if that season is in, depending on where you are in the state, you need to make sure you also have the duck stamp for Nebraska, as well as the federal duck stamp.
And a lot of information we're talking about also you can find on your Pheasants Forever website too, can't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of information on the Pheasants Forever website, as well as the Nebraska Game and Parks website.
As far as chapters, yeah, chapters all around the state with Nebraska Pheasants Forever. It's been around for a long, long time, and always encouraging. I'm sure a lot of hunters, a lot of folks belong to those chapters, don't they?
Yes, quite a few folks in the state. We have one of the highest number. I can't remember the exact number, but our numbers just keep going up every year, so it's wonderful. And, you know, in down in the McCook area, we have the Plains Sportsman's Chapter. You know, in other parts of the states, you know, we have, like, up here where I've been working recently, up in Ogallala area, we have the Western Nebraska Ringnecks, and they do a variety of really exciting events throughout the year. Some of them include the Youth Mentor Hunt. Just the other day, the Plains Sportsmen had a habitat day where they went out and cut some trees off of public access so that the site would be better habitat for the pheasants and the greater prairie chickens especially that utilize it. So if you folks are interested in getting involved, I encourage you. There's a bunch of profiles on Facebook you can easily find and contact folks, like-minded outdoorsmen who just want to help the wildlife and continue this wonderful tradition.